In Sefer Shmuel, Perek Tzav, Pasuk Aleph, the Navi tells us about Shmuel's tzivui to Shaul to kill Amalek, and the pasuk says like this: "Yom Shmuel Shaul, I see Shaul Hashem l'mshachach al Melech al Amal al Yisrael, ve'atah Shmuel l'kol devar Hashem." So he tells him, Hashem told me to make you the king, and I want you to listen to the words of Hashem. Come, Hashem, pakati esher asah Amalek al Yisrael, and now go ahead, bekisas Amalek v'chantam. You should go ahead and kill Amalek. So this is the tzivui to kill Amalek. But the haktam is he tells him, ve'atah Shmuel l'kol devar Hashem. The question is, why does the Navi have to say this extra word, l'kol devar Hashem? Why can't you just say, v'ata shma l'kol devar Hashem, listen to the words of Hashem? What's this word, l'kol, to the voice of devar Hashem? What is that adding over here? And I was thinking that maybe you could be miyash of this, al pi gavaldik avart from the Gra, based on our sugya over here, and the bottom of the Chaf Aleph. The psukim, the end of Parshas B'Shalach, say like this about the tzibui of Amalek. It says, k'sav zarzikarim b'sefer v'sim ba'ozen Yeshua k'macha emcha zeich Amalek mitachas Hashemayim. So the lashon of the pasuk is that write this zikaron b'sefer v'sim ba'ozni Yeshua, and the Gra is bothered. This is brought down in the Chiddushei Maran Rezalev, the Brisker Rav, and the end of B'Shalach as well. B'shem the Gra is bothered that why do we have to have these two things over here? K'sav zikaron b'sefer, and also v'sim ba'ozni Yeshua. Write it down in the sefer. It's good enough. Why do you have to have this added v'sim ba'ozni Yeshua? Put it in the ears of Yeshua. And the Gra's masbar al pi Gemara over here. It's before the Gemara that Yoav made a mistake and he only killed the scharim of Amalek, Rav Edom, which was based on the tzibah of Amalek, and he didn't kill the Nekevis. And the Gemara says, why? Because he learned it, Rebbe taught it to him improperly. He taught it to him, Timcha as Zachar Amalek, only the Scharm of Amalek, but not the Nekevis. Even though that's not the correct reading, the correct reading is Timcha Zechar Amalek, not Zachar Amalek, and that would include everyone. But being that he read the word wrong, he thought it's Zachar, not Zechar. He made this mistake and only killed the Scharm and not the Nekevis. It's like the Gra, that's why the Torah is being madgish over here, not to make this mistake. It's not enough to serve Zosikaran B'Sefer. It's not enough to put it in the Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah doesn't have Nekudus, and a person could make a mistake and read it Zachar instead of Zecher. Therefore, it's necessary to have V'sim Ba'ozni Yeshua, put it in the ears of Yeshua, say it over orally, so he'll know how it's pronounced properly, that it's Zecher, not Zachar, and that way you won't come to this Tais. That's the Hadgasha of V'sim Ba'ozni Yeshua. So I was thinking, Lefi that could be the view over here as well, when Shmuel was being Mitzav Ashal to kill Amalek. He told him it's not enough to listen to Kol Hashem, to listen to the words of, it's not enough to listen to the Divrei Hashem, to the words of Hashem, because a person could read it wrong. He could think it's Zachar, not Zecher. So he says, Atosh, Shmalo Kol Divrei Hashem, listen to the noise, to the voice of Divrei Hashem. In other words, you have to hear it with your ears. It's not enough to see it. You have to hear how it's said to make sure that you hear it properly, that it's Zecher, not Zachar, that you shouldn't come to make this mistake to only kill the Zacharim, not the Nekevis. I just want to end off with one Har over here. It's a dua the Mishmur brings down in Tafresh Pehe, that there's a shaila how to read the words Zecher Amalek, even though we know it's Zecher, not Zachar. But the question is, within Zecher, is it Zecher with a Tzere, or is it Zecher with a Segel? That's why the minhag is in most places you read it twice, Zecher and Zecher, because we're not sure what the proper Kriya is. But it's interesting that in the Lashon of the Rashba over here seems to be Pashatim, that the proper Kriya was with a Segel, because when he's Mazbe the Gemara, when he told him that my Rebbe taught me Zachar, so he says like this, Amalei Heichi Akvisan, Amalei Zecher B'Segel, Kach B'Yosha Mepharshim, Shamalam Elo Pasha B'Yosha, Elo Hashkochasar B'Chulei. So, Mitaych Rehitas Divrei HaRashba, the Rashba says over the Gemara that he taught him Zecher B'Segel instead of, he told him that the proper way is Zecher B'Segel, not with a, not Zachar with a Kamatz, but you see that he referred to it as a Segel, not a Tzeire. So it seems to be that Pashas was, that the Rashba held that the proper Kriya is with what he referred to as a segel, which would be the Pasha Zecher and not Zecher.